kissed all his brothers. I want to talk to you about forgiveness and the importance of forgiving others. In Genesis chapter 45, we see one of the heart-wrenching stories of the Bible. Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. In verse 3, the Bible says, "Then Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph. Does my father still live?' But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence." Skipping to verse 14, "Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck." Verse 15, "Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them." What a great story. And we know that it's true because 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Praise the Lord for his word and that we can learn from his word. For you see, Joseph displays a characteristic that we all need. That is a short memory and a forgiving heart. You recall the events that happened in Joseph's life. In Genesis chapter 39, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. But now in chapter 45, he's hugging them all and weeping over them. So the question is, how was Joseph able to forgive his brothers, even though they did such a horrible thing against him? I would propose that it was Joseph's perspective. What I mean by this is found in Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. Joseph said, "But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Joseph was several thousand years ahead of his time in this perspective. What do I mean? Several thousand years before the Apostle Paul pens his letter to the Romans, Joseph had the Romans 8:28 perspective. This perspective is, "And we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Joseph says, "Don't be grieved, don't be angry at yourselves. It was God who sent me ahead of you to prepare the way, to preserve life." Thus, he was able to forgive his brothers. I really believe that it is on the heart of the Father that we extend forgiveness to our family, to our brothers, our sisters, our siblings, people around us, people we come in contact with, any grudges we may be holding. The Lord is telling us that it is time to forgive and forget. "Oh, you don't know what they've done to me. You don't know the harm that they have caused me." You're right, I don't. But God does. I don't believe that there is anything that anybody has ever done to you, to me, that is worse than what they did to Jesus. Yet, after Jesus was tried and hung on the cross, in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus cries out saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Jesus, regardless of his circumstances, hanging there on the cross, extends forgiveness to those who are accusing him, to those who are crucifying him, to those who are mocking him. Regardless of the past harms that have been done to you, it is time to forgive. Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, "Forgive, and you will be forgiven." He also says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, catch this, "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Jesus is saying, if you don't forgive, the Father is not going to forgive you of your sins. That can quickly become a heavy burden that you are carrying. As you are holding on to the grudge, the unforgiveness, more and more sin is piling upon your own head. "Oh, I just can't forgive them," you might say. You know what? We renounce that in the name of Jesus Christ. If God can forgive you of your sins, you can forgive someone else for the sins that they may have committed against you. If you want deliverance, if you want the heavy yoke broken off your shoulders, you must forgive. "Well, I struggle in this area." Fine, ask the Lord for help. Cry out to the Lord, "Lord, help me to forgive and to forget the wrongs that people have committed against me. I choose to extend forgiveness and grace towards them." Please repeat after me as we join together in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help me to extend forgiveness to those people who have hurt me. I choose to forgive them. Lord, those people that have harmed me, I direct them into your open arms of love. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.